What's going on, everyone? Frankie D here. This podcast you're about to listen to is from my live internet radio show on the Live 365 app. So for anyone that wants to listen to the Frankie D show live, download the Live 365 app to your phone or go to live365.com and look up FDRS on there. All right? FDRS. That's the name of my radio station. So listen live, jam out to some classic rock with me. Maybe even call in. And that all takes place on Fridays, every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. All right? Sound good? Enjoy the podcast now. Hey, everyone. Frankie D here. Welcome to the Frankie D Show. What's going on, everyone? I'm starting up the Frankie D Show right now. I'm your host, Frankie D. Thank you. Thank you very much. And for everyone listening to the Frankie D Show right now, go tell a friend to get the Live 365 app on their phone and put FDRS in there and listen to the Frankie D Show live every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. And if anyone wants to follow The Frankie D Show on social media, it's at The Frankie D Show on Instagram and Twitter. And if anyone even, I've been posting episodes. So if anyone wants to follow the show, like, through, you know, get the on-demand episodes, anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, even though I hear Google's going away, Google Podcasts is going away next month, wherever you listen to your podcast. So I've been putting these episodes up. Recently, in the last month or two, I've put, like, I don't know, 4 episodes at least up. So, I don't know, go check that out if you missed anything. They have no music in them. It's just, you know, I cut the music out. It's just me talking. So, if anyone wants to go back, listen to them, go for it. Alrighty. Well, quite a bit. I feel like I got a bit of topics. I doubt I'll be able to get through them all today, but I got a bit to get through. Later, when we get some call-ins or something, maybe we'll have Saturday Night Smoke since he's a sports guy. I saw Jason Kelce, which I wouldn't even know who he was, really, if it wasn't for Taylor Swift. And he's not even the one dating Taylor Swift. It's just Travis Kelce got popular, which made his brother get popular. I don't know. They have a podcast. Don't know when they started it, but it's like one of the most popular ones right now. And that's literally only because Travis Kelce's dating Taylor Swift. If he was not, I could put money on it. That would not be in, like, the top 5 podcasts right now, at least in terms of Apple Podcasts. Don't know what it is on Spotify. YouTube doesn't have a rating system like a top 200 or anything. But on Apple, it's up there. And I see he retired. And, I didn't even watch his speech or anything because I don't really give a fuck about it. Like, I don't watch football. There's nothing about that speech that would have made me want to watch it. However, I did see he was, like, crying in it, and I'm like, I understand, like, that's emotional, blah, blah, blah. Is he that old? Like, did he get hurt, or has he just been playing a long time? He doesn't look that old to me, so I guess I just thought, like, why are you retiring right now? But maybe he's older than I thought. I haven't looked up his age. Maybe he got injured or something. These are questions we'll have to ask Saturday Night Smoke if he calls in today. The sports fun. It was funny, though. You know, I'm sure he is emotional about it. I'm sure probably, you know, That was his career, but I don't know. It caught my attention that he just seemed to be crying so much. I mean, I didn't watch any of the video, but every picture I saw was just him crying, but I guess that's what they do. That's how they try to get attention. Show a picture of him crying, and then I get curious. Okay, well, I'm going to hop to some music now. We'll get into some topics, and again, if anyone wants to call in throughout the show, go for it. First up here on the Frankie D Show, we got Living on the Edge by Aerosmith. You just listened to Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. We're back to the Frankie D Show. All right, next, first topic here on the show. Who has seen this? This honestly did kind of go viral. I feel like a topic like this is something like I would kind of seek out and be like, I got to talk about this. This is just kind of like, I guess abnormal. It's the first time I've ever seen 2 male humpback whales were seen having sex for the first time. As far as I read, it was the first time something like this has ever been seen. I wonder how those 2 whales communicated with each other there, where they were like, yeah, let's get it on. But I got a USA Today article. Photos of male humpback whales copulating give scientists peek into species' private sex life. Damn. And here's the picture. Now I know why they call them humpback whales. My God. That thing is humping the shit out of the other one. Let's see. Two male humpback whales are photographed having sex in Hawaii. Of course, Hawaii. Nah, I really... Where, honestly, are the humpback whales? Is that where they're located? Like, are they all over the place? I used to spend a bit of time in the beach area. And, you know, there were boats that would go out that would say dolphin watching and whale watching and stuff. But I never heard of anyone saying, like, oh, I saw a humpback whale. I guess Hawaii is their place. Let's see. Two male humpback whales were photographed having sex in Hawaii, with experts calling the encounter a scientific breakthrough for a species whose sexual behavior has largely remained a mystery. What do you mean it's remained a mystery? You gotta assume that majority of these things were straight, right? I mean, babies keep coming, you know, so I think you gotta know that the male is getting the female pregnant. I'm assuming that's how it worked. What, it's a mystery if they can be gay or not? Let's see, there are still things scientists don't know about humpback whales, especially when it comes to the species' sex life. It's an area that remains largely undescribed by scientists who have spent decades studying the behavior of humpback whales, according to a study published in the Journal of Marine Mammal Science. These photographs are not only the first report of sexual activity between the two male humpback whales, but also the first time sexual activity of any kind among the species has been documented, the study reads. All right, so that is interesting. I mean, you know, I'm sure scientists have gone looking for these humpback whales banging before, but they've never seen a male and a female get it on. They've only, you know, they've just, it's the first time they've ever seen any of them get it. I guess if they don't know that, then I guess, you know, I guess if they never seen that, maybe the males do get each other pregnant. I don't freaking know. I guess I was just assuming, you know, a male and a female got it on. They made a little humpback whale. But if this is the first time they've seen any sexual activity from then, what the hell do I know? The discovery challenges are preconceived notions about humpback whale behavior, Stephanie Stack, a whale researcher with the Pacific Whale Foundation, said in a news release. Well, we have long recognized the complex social structures of these incredible creatures. Witnessing the copulation of two male whales for the first time is a unique and remarkable event, Stack said. Let's see. The whales approached the boat slowly. I skipped some of the article there. The whales approached the boat slowly, appearing at the surface and just below the surface, one following the other. The photographers noted an unusual brown coloration on the body of one whale, indicating poor health. The two whales circled the boat several times, interacting with each other, the report says. See, I don't know how to tell how these things are male. I mean, you could definitely tell the one is on top of the other. I don't see any penis on either of them. So I wouldn't even know how to tell. I guess from looking at this picture, I would assume they're both female because I see no penis or anything. You know, in the past, I swear I've seen dolphins bang on video or something, and I swear they had like a giant fucking penis. But I don't see any penis coming out. The whale with the white skin condition was displaying slow and low energy movements, which was likely caused by whale lice and, I don't know how to say this, emaciation? Don't know what that is. The brown whale was making its best attempt to swim away from the other whale, circling the boat as an attempt to block or seek refuge. All right, so, okay. Do we know if this was actually, like, gay sex or was this rape? They're saying the brown whale was making its best attempt to swim away from the other whale. We don't know if that other whale is gay. He just couldn't swim away. That whale was fucking raped. Why is no one talking about this? Why are the story is trying to say, oh, gay sex. No, this story should be male whale raped by another whale. The other whale caught up to it, engaging in copulation briefly before driving below the surface. The whale with the discoloration remained near the surface for a few more moments, returning to the depths of the ocean as soon as the other whale was out of sight. Well, see, this is just fucking traumatic for me now. I thought this was kind of going to be like some funny story. It's like, huh, gay whales. Instead, no, I'm reading about a fucking criminal whale over here. Why researchers are intrigued by the encounter. The researchers are intrigued by gay whale rape. It's fucking disgusting. Humpback whales typically engage in copulation for reproduction purposes, migrating from polar waters to tropical waters to do so, the study says. It's not necessarily uncommon for a species to engage in non-reproductive sexual behavior or for species of the same sex to copulate, according to the study. What makes this situation unique is that one of the male humpback whales involved was unhealthy, raising intriguing questions about the nature of such behavior in humpback whales. Stack writes that what adds another layer of complexity is the fact that the only other documented instance of a humpback whale engaging in copulation occurred in 1998 when a fellow researcher observed a humpback whale have sex with another whale that had just died. Jesus Christ! These humpback whales are fucked up. We got some fucked up humpback whales. So wait, the only other time they've seen a humpback whale have sex is when it was banging a dead humpback whale? What the fuck? The limited data available on this behavior emphasizes the need for further research to explore the motivations, implications, and potential factors influencing such interactions, especially in the context of healthy individuals, Stack wrote. My mind is just like blown right now how fucked up some humpback whales are. Let's see. Whether two healthy male humpback whales would copulate is currently unknown. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they would. And so, you know. Or is it just, if one's unhealthy, then a rape situation goes down. But the occurrence does open new avenues for research into the broader spectrum of cetacean behavior, social structures, and the factors influencing their reproductive strategies. Right, so that's the whole story I got there. Wow, that was not the way I expected to read this story. Not at all. I thought they were going to say, wow, it seems like this might actually, we need to keep an eye on things. There might be a bit of gay humpback whales and stuff. I didn't realize, oh no, one humpback whale raped another and the other one had sex with a dead humpback whale. Like, what the hell? That's some fucked up shit, man. That is some fucked up shit. Why are we not talking about this traumatic incident? Why are we just saying male humpback whales having sex? It's like, no, that was not normal sex. That was rape, and we all know it. All right, well, now that I'm disgusted, I gotta hop to some music, get my mind off of it a little bit, and we'll be back, all right? All right, so next up here on the Frankie D Show, we're going with the Beatles, Come Together, here on FDRS. Alrighty, we are back to the Frankie D Show. All right, we are done talking about whale rape and whale necrophilia. I'm just going to be traumatized for the rest of the night, I think. But we're going to move on to the next topic now. And it's still about sex, though. It's about Sunny from WWE. I've talked about her before. The reason why I've talked about her is because last so many years, she's gotten into a bit of trouble, legal trouble. And I forget when I talked about it. It was months ago now. She got sent to prison because she killed a guy. She was drunk driving, and I forget the whole story now, but she was drunk driving. She hit into a guy, and he died. So now she got prison. And I see this article on her the other day that she is struggling in jail without sex. So I don't know who got the information on this, but I want to read the story and read into it. So I'm sure, you know, I wanted to see what some commenters are going to say on this. So it's a Daily Mail article if anyone wants to check it out. And I'm sure people are like, well, she doesn't deserve sex. I thought you actually were allowed to have sex in prison. I thought they gave you some sort of time, but maybe they don't. Or maybe it depends on the person. I don't know. All right, let's see. This says, former WWE diva and adult film star Tammy Sitch, known for her in-ring name Sunny, admitted that she has been struggling without sex in jail. Sitch, 51, serving a 17-year sentence. So I didn't know. I thought it was longer than 17 years. I wonder if they reduced her sentence. I remember reading about her story, but for some reason, I thought it was longer. Okay, so is serving a 17-year sentence at the Lowell a correctional institution in Florida after causing a car crash while 3 times over the legal alcohol limit. The pileup resulted in the death of a 75-year-old man. She's been in so much trouble, it seems, like, since she... Well, maybe when she was even in the wrestling industry, but I definitely feel after she left the wrestling industry that, like, at some point, like, you're 51. Well, like, seriously. In any case, why would you ever drive drunk? Like, that's just fucking stupid. Like, at 51, you don't know to not do that? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? On Thursday, Sitch appeared on the Bird Calls podcast. Wait, so she's allowed to do podcasts from jail still? She's allowed to do podcasts. Maybe I should get her on here. Hey, if she just wants to talk with people, let's get her on the Frankie D Show. I'll talk with her. I'll be like, why were you driving that drunk? That's crazy that she's actually doing podcasts from prison. They let her do podcasts, but they won't let her have sex. Or maybe they do let her and, like, just no guy wants to bang her now. I don't know. Let's see. And opened up about her lack of intimacy and other struggles behind bars. It's already been 22 months without it. Wow. She's been in prison that long? And let me tell you, it's rough, she shared. It's like you become a virgin again. It's insane. Sitch added that getting a girlfriend in the facility is not an option, she claimed. I've never been into girls. I've never kissed a girl. They put a bunch of stars for those letters. Let's see. I love men, but when you're here, you really don't have an option. If you want any kind of affection or connection with anyone, it's a girl-girl thing. You have no choice. But there's really nobody that would be up to par for me, so I might have to wait a little while until somebody of quality comes in. Oh, man. Additionally, Sitch talked about her fellow inmates have asked for her underwear to sell on eBay. So I might actually have to listen to this podcast. I really don't, like, get into a podcast and stuff. I doubt I would even get into this podcast to where I'd listen to more episodes, but I think I gotta listen to this. One girl asked for my personal ID for me to sign it so she could take it home and sell it on eBay, and I said no. And then another girl, believe it or not, has the balls to ask me for my underwear. She wanted me to sign my underwear so she could bring them home and sell it on eBay. I told her that was absolutely not going to happen. Sunny debuted in WWF in 1995 before the organization rebranded as the WWE. Her in-ring character famously managed icons such as the Legion of Doom during her 3-year run with Vince McMahon's company. I did not know she was only in the company for 3 years. She honestly, I don't know, is very remembered. I didn't realize. I thought it was more than 3 years. Wow. She got pretty popular in those 3 years. With the WWF, Sitch became the most downloaded celebrity on AOL, surpassing the likes of Pamela Anderson, Jennifer Aniston, and Mariah Carey. I do remember that fact about her. Does show professional wrestling always had some sort of an audience, big audience. I do remember her being like the most downloaded celebrity, beating Pam Anderson and stuff like that. In 1995, she joined rival promotion ECW as Tammy Lynn Sitch. All right, so she stayed in the wrestling industry, just not with WWF. Following her career in pro wrestling, Sitch went on to star in adult films while also offering webcam sessions on Skype. Upon her arrival in jail, she claimed that some people were intimidated by her celebrity. I do know that she did, I didn't know she did movies. It says she did adult movies. I knew she was she did like webcam stuff. I think she had like an OnlyFans and stuff too. But I do know if you wanted to try to look her up, but you could find nudies of her. She's not the same Sunny though that I remember when I was younger. That's for sure. Looking at these pictures here, how she aged. She did not age gracefully. Nobody really comes to me and says anything, she said on the podcast, but then I'll hear people talking about me. I don't know if I'm intimidating or what it is, but it usually takes a few days before somebody finally says, hey, I know who you are. I found out when I got to reception 2 months ago that the whole compound was talking about me for about 3 weeks before I even knew it. Sitch was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2011. However, the following year became the start of her frequent run-ins with the law. Sitch was in and out of jail for disorderly conduct, DUIs, and domestic violence. She began her sentence for the car crash in March 2022 and was labeled a danger to society during the court hearings. Now, if they reduce her sentence, or if she just makes it the 17 years and then gets out, you think she's going to fuck up again? It's hard to say. If she does the full 17 years, I would have my thoughts that she's not going to. they let her out, if they were to let her out in like 3 to 5 years, I'd be like, yeah, she's gonna fuck up again. Leave her in there some more years. But who knows? I don't know. It's fucking terrible. Like it's saying she had all these run-ins with the law. And it, DUIs was part of that. How many DUIs do you gotta get for you to learn your lesson? Now you killed someone. She'll have to live with that for the rest of her life. I wonder if the podcaster that, for the podcast she was on, if the hosts of it asked her about that at all. Like, does that weigh on your mind every day now? Or blah, 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 you know. I would hope so. I want to see these comments now. I'm sure everyone's like, she deserves to be in jail forever. Let's see, Flick the Bean, someone said, not a single person feels sorry for you, Tammy. Not one. Some of us are struggling with things that you can't even begin to imagine. Sprint said, she's obviously desperate. Maybe she was doing DIY at same time as driving and killed a man. Let's see, but this person said, doing a 17-year stretch, but still allowed to give vulgar interviews from prison. I do find that interesting that they're letting her do these interviews. See, wow, stunning girl. She was a major draw for WWE, so no one wonder she's the most downloaded girl. Person said, lots of junk food in prison. And we'll just read one more. What a mess. So, yeah, I mean, no one's feeling bad for her. I mean, she repeatedly fucked up and then killed a person. You're gonna have to live without sex for a while. You're just gonna have to do it. Sorry, Sonny. But, yeah, if anyone wants to look her up, if you want to read more into her problems, it's like a WWE Sonny. I don't know, that's just, like, fucking sad in all sorts of directions. Seemed to be, you know, she was a successful person in WWE. Sure she had money. Not positive, but I'm sure she did. And then starts fucking up, and then kills a person. Oh, man. Well, I guess I had a traumatic story in my last story, now a traumatic one in this one. What the hell am I doing today, people? Gonna hop back to some music again now. Made me get my mind off of, all this shit. So, next up here, we are going Trampled Underfoot by Led Zeppelin here on the Frankie D Show. Okie dokes, people. I've got another sports story. I mean, the first story I kind of talked about, I didn't really go fully into. And these are, you know, never really sports stories. They're just me talking about a person that's involved in sports. I don't actually talk about the sports themselves. So this dude's name is Tyler Owens. Apparently he's like a college football player. He's not an NFL football player. He's, trying to get into the NFL, I suppose. And he was in an interview and he said he doesn't believe in space. I think people are getting stupider. I really do. He doesn't believe in space. I mean, we've heard some stupid things over the years. Some people, you know, they don't believe the Earth is round and stuff. Like there's all sorts of theories. I've never heard someone say they don't believe in space. I wonder if the flat Earth, because if he's a football player, but he's not a famous football player, right? If he were in the NFL and were like famous and said this, I'm sure he could get some weak-minded people to get a, you know, to go along with this. And then I wonder if the flat earthers would be like, you know what, we could team up with this guy. We could team up and then we can make like a super group. The flat earth, no space people. Like, Tyler, what do you think is the black stuff up there? That's when you look into, you know, to the sky and what do you think's up there? Like, I don't know. Have you ever gotten a telescope and looked at the moon? Where do you think the moon's at? I don't know. We got to read into this. This is funny. I wonder if he's going to like die on this hill. Wonder if he's going to get very opinionated about it and start bashing people that believe in space, which has to be 99.99999999% of the people. Like, I've literally never heard this before, that someone doesn't believe in space. All right, so let's see. Got a story here. Another Daily Mail one for anyone that wants to check it out. NFL prospect Tyler Owens bizarrely admits he doesn't believe in space or other planets and claims flat earthers have valid points. All right, so he's on board with the flat earthers. I mean, he's not like, I guess he's not a flat earther, but he's saying, hey, they have valid points. If he could get an audience and get the weak-minded people to get along with him, these flat earthers, I think, would embrace him. I think they would embrace him. That would be hilarious if they're like, the fuck's with this dumbass saying there's no space? Why doesn't he believe? So he doesn't believe in other planets? Does he believe in the moon? Or is that not a thing either? Some sort of an illusion that the government puts up there to trick us, just to make us think there's stuff beyond our planet. What the hell? NFL prospect Tyler Owens has revealed that he does not believe in space or other planets and is subscribed to the flat earth theories he finds interesting and valid. Speaking to reporters at the NFL Combine on Thursday, the Texas Tech defensive back, who was a favorite to post the fastest time for the 40-yard dash, made sure to stand out from other college football stars with his comments and beliefs. So is this like some sort of publicity stunt? He's like, oh, I could get known with this. I can't buy this one. I don't know. I guess we're going to just have to see what he says in the future about it. Hold on. I got to call in, people. Let's see. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Frankie D.
Yep.
What's going on?
How we doing?
We got Thurman Merman here.
Yes, sir.
Thurman, how we doing? I haven't heard from you in a week or two.
I'm doing good. What are you up to?
I'm talking about Tyler Owens right now, not believing in space or other planets.
Terrell Owens?
Tyler Owens. I guess it's a college football player.
Okay.
And yeah, I guess he's getting some attack. Like I was just saying, like, is he doing this for like a publicity stunt? Like, I've never heard anyone say they don't believe in space.
I'm trying to think of the guy. There was like another, like, a couple years ago. He was like, yeah, I don't believe in dinosaurs.
In dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get, but like space though, it's like when you look in a telescope and you see the moon, like, what do you think the moon, where do you think it is? Like, where do you think the earth is right now? Like, you think there's just nothing beyond it? I don't know. It's almost like, you know, he apparently is very good at football. It says who is a favorite to post the fastest time for the 40-yard dash. So apparently he's talented, right? So I don't know. Maybe he's like, all right, I'm talented enough. Maybe I'm not getting recognized enough. I say something crazy like this, it gets my name out there. Like, I don't know. I have never heard some, like, well, I've heard stupidity, but this is like kind of takes it to another level.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I don't know. So what's up, Thurman?
I'm unclogging my drain right now.
Why? How'd you clog that?
I don't know. It just drains a lot.
Damn.
Yeah. What about you?
Doing my radio show.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yes. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Any chance, I was thinking of you before. I was like, I feel like Thurman's finding this funny right now, and I was talking about the traumatic humpback whale story.
I was not listening before.
Oh, okay. Well, there was these two humpback whales, and I don't know if you saw the stories. The story kind of, like, I feel somewhat went viral. I don't know. It was like, oh, my God, like, two humpback whales were seen having sex.
Hell yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I was like, all right, so they're making it a big deal because they're like, all right, we got two gay whales. They weren't two gay whales. It was rape. They said the one whale was trying to get away from the other, and the other one got it, and it raped the other whale. It was rape. They do not make that a headline in the story. They're trying to make this some beautiful thing or something, how these two whales were having sex. That whale raped the other fucking whale.
What kind of whale was it?
Humpback. And then they said the only, like, they apparently they can't, like, figure out their sex habits. It was saying that the only other time they've seen humpback whales having sex was when one had, like, already died, and that was in 1998.
Oh, I saw this headline, actually. So I didn't know that it was two dudes who were
the only two sightings of them getting intimate was one raping the other, and the other one in, I forget, 1995 or 1998, something like that, was necrophilia.
Damn.
Some of these humpback whales are fucked up, man.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
I think, like, I heard of, like, dolphins doing that.
Yeah, I was saying before, like, well, in the picture, I couldn't even see, like, I could have guessed they were both, like, females, honestly. I didn't see any penis. I remember hearing, or not even hearing, like, watching something on TV or something about, dolphins, and they had like giant penises, and apparently, like, they raped people.
Are you just talking about the South Park episode?
No,
with the lake, whatever fucking land shark.
No, I'm not talking about that.
You know what episode I'm talking about? Summer.
I remember there being a dolphin raping.
It was a shark.
Oh yes. Yeah, that was actually traumatic too. Wait, that was with not Jimmy. What the hell's his name? Who?
Nathan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nathan. Yeah, that was kind of traumatic too.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
But yeah. So some of these animals are just fucked up, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like you ever had a dog?
Have I ever had a dog?
Yeah.
Yes.
You ever been to like a dog park?
Not with my dog, no.
You've been to a dog park but not with your dog.
Well, I mean, I've been to parks that have dog parks.
Okay.
So I've seen the dog parks, but I've never just like gone to a dog park now.
Huh. Okay.
Why is that?
I don't know, because like you bring your dog to the dog park and then like it starts like humping like other dogs, like some dogs like start humping it and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. So yeah, I just like let dogs dog it out, you know?
Yeah, but then their dog might get pregnant and then they're like, oh fuck, now we...
Everybody like fucking like fixes their dogs pretty much, yeah?
I guess so.
It's, like, pretty rare to, like... I mean, especially if you have a fucking female dog, you want it bleeding all over your house?
No, all right. So, if you had a female dog and a male dog starts humping it at a park, you're just letting it go?
Yeah, I mean, like, if it's, like... If I have a fucking male dog and other male dogs starts, like, humping it, yeah, whatever.
What if
it's, like, a big dog and, like, my dog's, like, not into it, it's, like, being aggressive, like, I'll be like, hey, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, don't do that.
Well, I've said this for years about deer. Like, because it's funny, like, some people are just very against hunting deer. And it's like, have you seen bucks before? They are rapists. You'll never see during the rut when it's, like, their mating season, a female deer be into the buck. You never see it. They chase those things down until the freaking female deer runs out of energy and the buck can just jump on her.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, you know, everyone's all against hunting these bucks. They're rapists.
Yeah. They're fucking annoying and like out of control. There's so many of them.
Oh, yeah. In New Jersey, they're very overpopulated.
Bear hunt's still legal, right?
What'd you say?
Bear hunt is still legal, or did they bring that back again?
What was the deal with the bear hunt?
Governor Murphy outlawed it maybe like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I forget what the deal with that was. Yeah, no, he, like, didn't sign something. Like, I think it ran out of its, like, time. Like, you have to re-sign it every so many years. And then since he couldn't get it taken away, then he just didn't re-sign it. Which is pretty fucked up because those things, honestly, are overpopulated as it is.
Yeah, they're overpopulated. Like, if you, like, look at, like, a map from 40 years ago, you, like, see that they weren't, like, only in the wooded areas, like, northwest Jersey. And since then, they've spread out
all
throughout the state.
I think they've been seen in every county in New Jersey, which is insane.
Yeah, that's like not sustainable for bears.
Yeah, I mean, it's not sustainable, and it, quite frankly, can just be dangerous.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he took that, I don't think he necessarily, like, took it away. I mean, like, I think, like I said, I think he had a sign for something and he didn't sign it. Because I think, like, prior to that, he was trying to actually, like, take it away. Like, I think he was, like, trying to outlaw it. But I think, like, technically, it could be brought back. Like, it, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think that's screwed up.
Yeah.
You having a hard time with that drain?
Yeah, it's like a spring thing, and like the centerpiece won't come out, and I don't think I have like a big enough flathead bit to take this out. I honestly like just want to like fucking get rid of this thing and put like a different stopper in here.
It's your drain for your tub?
Yeah.
Did you try taking a clothes hanger, a metal clothes hanger?
No. I have like a snake.
Oh, okay.
But so the way my drain works is the fucking drain has a push button that you like step on to close or open the drain if you like want to take a bath.
Uh-huh.
And it pops up and down, but it's like this fucking piece of plastic with a screw top on it, in the center of the drain with like a big like spot for a flathead, like metal in the center of it that I could like pop down around. But it like kind of like treads out a little bit, so I can't get the snake all the way down there. I want to take it out. I honestly want to take out the whole thing and like replace like the fucking whole drain cover with like just like a mesh thing I could like pop out.
Well, you should do whatever you think's necessary. Want to do the Saturday Night Smoke Twitter game with me?
Where I point to a picture in my room?
Well, he put one up on Twitter, and he wants to see if I would do it without him calling in.
Okay.
So you want to do it?
Sure.
All right. Let me sign into Twitter.
I don't have Twitter, but we'll see the picture.
Well, first let's see if I know who it is. And if I do, then I'll describe it to you, and we'll see if you can get it off description.
Or as Eric Kirk says, Twitter X. I saw that on Twitter X. I'm a Southern gentleman.
Let's see. All right, so the post says, Happy Friday, Fowls. If you want to hear about Will Sextune, if you want to hear about Will Sex, tune in to the Frankie D Show on Live 365 app. Will Frankie D be able to name the dame with Babchick? I think this one is hard, but I have faith.
It's an older British woman.
Only
people Babchick's met and pictures of Babchick with them.
What'd you say?
Does he only post pictures of people that Babchick's met?
Like, yeah. Know, they're only with Babchick, all these pictures. Thurman, I'm going to Snapchat you the picture. I don't have this is one he stumped me on. I don't have a clue who any of these people are.
Is Babchick not alarmed by Smoke's collection of photos of him that he posts online?
Sure, he gets them on Google or something. I don't know.
You ever seen the movie 1 Hour Photo?
No.
So Robin Williams' movie probably came out in like 2002. It's a horror movie, like horror thriller.
Okay.
And
I just sent you the picture.
Okay. Well, wait a second. But he plays this guy who works at like a Walmart pretty much, just developing pictures for people, and he falls in love with this one family and then like always prints out two copies of all of their pictures. So then like he like gives them to them and then he hangs them up in his house. And it's like Smoke with
Bash. Gotcha. Yeah, Smoke.
Ooh, Rob Williams.
Smoke really likes his Babchick.
Ooh, I'm Saturday Night Smoke. I have a hairy chest. I was in Jumanji and I like Babchick. I'm the genie in Aladdin.
Oh, man.
No idea who any of these people are.
Yeah, I don't. He said, I think this is a hard one. But I have faith. Dude, if I don't know it and you don't know it, these cannot be that famous of people.
Yeah, I mean, because I know people that aren't even fucking famous.
Yeah, so do I. Like, I know, like, Saturday Night Smoke.
Yeah.
All right, so sorry, Smoke. I know Smoke's listening right now, obviously. We're stumped.
Ooh, Babchick.
This is an old picture. It's the old Sirius XM studios before they were renovated.
When he calls in later, I have a question for him.
Ask away.
All right, so like it's like the middle of the night. He's at his house by himself. He gets like a call from his wife, and she's like, "You need to come quick. I'm in danger. I'm like at this place." And hangs up, and then he's, like, getting into his car, and then, like, he gets called from Babchick, and Babchick's like, I'm in danger. I'm at this place. And both are in the opposite direction. Where does he go?
Guess when he
Who
calls.
Does he love?
What?
Who does he love more?
I gotta be honest. I was looking at something on the computer here, so I actually didn't even hear your scenario.
No, I was just saying, like, he gets, like, a call from his, like, wife and bat chick.
Okay.
They're, like, separately. They're both just like, hey, I'm in danger. And he gets, like, a call from another and is like, I'm in danger. And he can only, like, go save one.
All right, that's how I thought you were going. Yeah, I'm thinking he's going with bat chick.
Yeah.
What about, what's your guess on?
I think Mr. A would save me.
Yeah, but you're asking about Smoke and his wife.
Yeah, but I was like, because we just got like a lot of love there, brother.
Well, unfortunately, me and you got stumped. Do you think there's any chance that when he calls in and says who these people are, that we're going to be
you're
like,
gonna know who they're.
Yeah, do you think there's any chance, like, we've seen them in anything?
I don't know. Like, even if you don't, like, there's got to be, like, some connection to how you would know them. I mean, like, he's not a dumbass. Like, it's like me, like, putting up, me asking you about, like, fucking, like, Mean Joe Green. Like, I'm like, oh, I know you're not going to get that. But I feel like he's, like, playing a game where, like, he knows you do get it. So I feel like you might know them. Like, even if you don't, like, they've, like, interacted with, like, someone that you know.
Gotcha. Guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
All right, Thurman.
You see the dragon? Yeah, it does.
What'd you say?
Everybody's been, like, posting online about how, like, the guy who made Dragon Ball Z died.
No, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. Did you like that show?
I did. Very much.
I did not.
You disliked it or you just didn't watch it?
It was like my day was ruined when Toonami would come on.
Yeah, you told me that. See, I don't know. I guess because I was young, it just like, I don't know. I would just want it to be up watching TV.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, it's just the next show on for me. And I got into it.
Yeah, I mean, that would for sure get me away from the TV.
It's like time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I found that show addicting when I was younger.
Yeah. Would you, like, play it on the playground?
Would I play it on the playground?
You'd be like, yeah, like,
What, so I would fight people on the playground?
Yeah, you're like, I'm King Popo. I look like King Popo. Mr. Popo.
No, I never played it on the playground.
You ever dress up? For Halloween?
Nah, I was never like an anime fanatic or anything. It was almost just like, you know, the popular ones that were on TV. Kind of like you said, like if they came on after the shows you watch, like, you know, they came on after Adult Swim, it's like, oh, that's what I was watching. So like it was like the mainstream ones I watched. And I did enjoy, but like people talk about all these different animes. I'm like, I've never heard of any of these.
Yeah.
It's like, I knew what Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh were, and that was, like, it.
Yeah. I mean, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh were on, like, right when we got home from school.
Yeah. And they were mainstream. I mean, Dragon Ball Z was geared towards, like, older, you know, kids. I guess. Like, it wasn't made for little kids.
Yeah, I mean, I fucked the Pokemon Yu, you know, Dragon Ball Z was like, this is retarded.
I find that interesting. If anything, I thought you'd like Dragon Ball Z the best. Like, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh in the U.S. were made for little kids. Japan, at least Yu-Gi-Oh was made for older kids. Dragon Ball Z was definitely, like, more inappropriate, where I thought you'd find it funny.
I mean, I was, like, 6 years old.
Oh, I guess so. Dragon Ball, I think that is the original one. That is a Thurman show, in my opinion. The weird stuff that goes on in that show is just very weird and inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely less about fighting in the original.
It's more about fucking?
Like, I don't know, Goku, the main character, he's like, very naive and stuff, doesn't know anything. So he doesn't know how to tell who's a girl and stuff. So he just goes around, like, feeling people's crotches to see if they're a boy or girl.
That was like Mr. A before I found him.
Then, what's his name? Was it Master Roshi? I think that was his name. he was just like a pervert in it and would touch girls' butts and stuff like that. And then you'd get his butt kicked by the girls. I don't know. Seemed very Thurman-y.
Yeah.
But this conversation took all sorts of different directions here.
Oh, yeah, big time.
We were all over the place.
Like me on Mr. A's ass.
That's right. I'm going to get back to some music. You want a Jim Croce song on?
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Which one?
Rapid Roy, the stock car boy, baby.
All right. I got it.
He's got a tattoo on his arm that says, baby. Come on, say it, Bray.
I don't know the words.
He's got a tattoo on his arm that says, baby. He's got another one that just say, hey.
Do you want to intro this song?
Can you do it, but in Meatwad's voice?
I want you to do it. You're like, this is, you've never introed a song on here. I feel like this is your time.
Okay.
I go for it.
Hey there, everybody. This is Thurman Merman coming at you live on FDRS, your exclusive listening format for your drive home on Fridays, giving you the smoothest rock from guys with nice, thick cocks. Coming up next, we got some Jim Croce coming over your airwaves, coming through your eardrums. So give it up right now for Rapid Roy, that stock car boy. Jim Croce, everybody.
Oh, that was beautiful. I'll talk to you, Thurman.
Yep.
All righty, people. We're back to the Frankie D Show. I got a call in during that commercial there. Let's see who we got. Hello, you're on the air with Frankie D.
Hey, Frankie D. How are you?
What's up, Saturday night smoke?
It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. And you got about 15 minutes left in the show. I wasn't going to call in today, but I had to answer Thurman's question.
Yes.
Of who I would save.
And it would be...
Of course, I would save my wife, of course.
Of course, that's what you want everyone to think.
I would save my wife. That chick. He can fend for himself. He's probably worth more dead to his family, so.
Oh, gotcha. All right, so who are these people?
I would go marry his wife. All right, so the picture, I said name the dame. So the girl is the only one who's famous.
I didn't recognize her.
The other people are just producers for SiriusXM. You may or may not have ever heard of them.
All right, so who's the chick?
All right, so the chick is, if I told you her first name was Olivia, would that give you a hint?
I don't think so. None of them looked familiar at all.
Olivia Munn, you ever heard of her?
Oh, yeah, I know who Olivia, that, I need to go back to the picture. I know who that is.
Yeah, you do. But you nailed it because it is a long time ago. This is probably at least 10 years ago.
Let me see. I'm going back to the picture now. Because I know who she is.
It's a tough picture because
she had a baby with Mulaney. Alrighty. I guess I see it. And now that I know who it is, I guess I see it now. That really does not look like her, though, in my opinion.
She is kind of making a little face, I guess. And she's half in the shadows.
If you gave me a different picture of her, I would know who it is.
Yeah, if I gave you one that looked like her, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know. This, like, one just does not look like her at all to me. Like, I don't know, maybe, even knowing who it is, though, like, I guess I see it, but even knowing it, I don't know, maybe, like, she has a shadow, you know, through, like, a third of her face.
Right, yeah, no, I mean, it's not the easiest picture. You were kind of saying that these are a little too easy last time, so timing a little bit more difficult.
Well, that's okay.
So I got to go back and look through the files because I'm pretty sure you missed another one, but I don't know. I'm going to start hashtagging it Name the Dame so I'll be able to find them easier.
Gotcha.
But yeah, the other two guys, the tall guy is Eric Fenton. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
No.
And then the other guy is Andrew Bogus. They're both just producers.
Never heard.
Yeah, they're on the... Fenton, actually, you should get to know Fenton, because Fenton used to be like the music guy for Morning Men.
Fenton the one in the button-down?
He's the tall one.
Oh, he's the tall one.
He's the tall one. Yeah, he's tall in the back. He doesn't look like that anymore either. I think he was kind of big back then, like fat.
Gotcha.
Now he's very thin, very healthy. Not nearly as much fun, apparently.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
That is funny. I just keep looking at this picture and I'm like, even knowing who it is, like, I guess I see it, but it's definitely not like standing out to me at all.
Yeah, no, well, see, now you know, I made them too easy, and now I'm making it too hard, so.
I think, too, there was so much, like, maybe, possibility, I don't know, if it was just her and Babchick, I'm looking at everyone in here.
Yeah, you know, when you were talking with him, yeah, you were like, oh, do we know any of these people, and I could have made it more clear that the only one you would know would be the girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at everyone, so maybe if it was her and Bab, but I don't even know if it was just her and Babchick.
It's a tough picture. It's, she's a very attractive woman.
Very attractive.
So you got that going on. We got, I would definitely say my wife. What else? I was actually looking at records today, I saw this Jim Croce album, and I said, I bet I should get this, but then I didn't get it, because I don't know a lot of Jim Croce songs. I didn't know if it was a good one or not.
Do you know Bad Leroy Brown?
Yes, I do know that one. That was actually on, I saw a couple of Jim Croce albums. And
now you know Rapid Roy, so you basically are a Jim Croce expert now.
Are those the two songs? He has other famous songs, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course. I just read, I did see, like, Bad Leroy Brown. I did see that one. I think I saw another one I knew. I was thinking I'll probably go back on Tuesday when the $5 albums are 2-for-1. And maybe I'll pick up one of the Jim Croce albums then.
Gotcha.
So I got that going for me. I was looking at one album and it drew my attention because I can't post this, but it was recorded at 1330 Avenue of the Americas. I think that's the address.
Wait, say that again.
I gotta double check. Is that the address? 1330 Avenue of America? Of the Americas?
Okay.
I think that's a popular place.
I wouldn't know.
Might be off one. But I was looking through all these albums. It was kind of crazy. What else can I tell you? Anything else going on? We got the Toilet Bowl Club tomorrow. Big show. Angie is going to be giving out gifts.
And if anyone misses the Toilet Bowl Club tomorrow, you will not be able to get it on demand because Smoke does not put any of his episodes up.
I have put some of them up, and if you're familiar with the Podbean app, you can listen to it all week long. I don't have to post it, so you can listen to it on Podbean. I did notice that you put something new up on the Frankie D show.
I did. I've been posting the last few. I don't know if I'll post this one today, but if I've thought we had a decent show, then I put a. I've been putting shows up on the podcast feed.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was listening to my normal political podcast on Spotify, and then it said, new episode from the Frankie D Show. Number 87, crazy call-ins on the Frankie D Show. Joe Rogan and Cat Williams bored me. And crappy movies coming out. There you go.
Those are like the three main topics. I have a hard time naming episodes. So sometimes I just give a general overview in the title.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, that's good.
But yes, it was funny the week before. I'm upset. Like I lost pretty much all these numbers now. The week before, I put an episode up. Also, I can't even remember the episode now, and I forgot to put. I didn't mention Live 365 in the beginning of that episode, so I was like, "Oh crap!" I also didn't put the lead in to the episode where I say, "Hey, listen on Live 365." So I went back the next day, put the lead in, and put that in. And then when you do that, it erases all your statistics. And if we're in like the first like night, I had gotten quite a bit of listens on that one for some reason, more than my usual one. And then now I lost like them all.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it does that. If you change the audio out, it doesn't, it takes all your numbers out for that episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I see my name mentioned in this one. It's the Party on the Frankie D Show, episode number 86.
So that was from the week before. That was from the week before?
Yeah, the week before.
I think that was the one. I think that was the one I switched out.
It might have been. How do you spell Thurman?
Thurman. Why did I spell it wrong?
Yeah. You spelled the Thurman.
Whoops. Sorry, Thurman.
That rhymes with Merman. Thurman Merman.
My bad.
So, he'll forgive you. He'll forgive you. You spelled Saturday Night Smoke correctly, though. So, I don't know. I feel good about that. Let's see. I know we only got a couple of minutes left. And I was watching this movie the other day with Jennifer Lopez where she's a dancer.
Yep.
Oh, God. She looks so great. She is just great.
She is sexy.
It was with that older guy, too. Richard Gere. This was a long time ago.
Gotcha.
I don't think it was Save the Dance. That was with that other chick. Maybe it was Save the Dance. I don't know. But she was gorgeous.
I know Richard Gere. Howard used to bash the shit out of him.
Yeah, he was in this movie, The Gigolo, way back in the 80s, I think. I think that was the first movie I saw that I saw boobs, and I think that was it.
Nice. That was your first movie you saw boobs in?
I think so. Nice. Terrible title.
I'm just going to give a quick update real quick. Talk to Doug for a second again today. And of course I get the normal call me Monday. So you either call me later today or Monday. So now Monday, I will call him, talking with another guy for the audit. Cause I don't think I mentioned it on this show, talking with another guy from France that I should be having on. I was, messaged back and forth. Don't have an exact date yet, but that should be, I think, in March. but you know, at the end of March. And then, yeah, I mean, that's about it. Then I'll listen to a little bit of today's episode, see if today's episode is worth putting up. If not, I might try to even find another episode to put up from past weeks just to keep content going out every week. So there's updates for you, Smoke, and everyone else listening right now.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic, Frankie D. All right, man. We'll talk to you later. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you.
All right. Peace, Smoke. All right. There we go. I'm going to end the show now, everyone. We are past the 5 o'clock mark. I know. I'm sorry. Okay. So, everyone that listened today, thank you very much. I will be back next Friday, 3-5 p.m. Eastern. Tell your friends to get the Live 365 app and put FDRS on there. And if you want to follow The Frankie D Show on social media, it's at The Frankie D Show on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, like I said, I've been posting episodes. I'm hoping to have another one posted again next week. If not, I'm sorry. But in general, they should keep coming up. All right, I am out now, people. I will talk to you next week. Peace.